This is what victory looks like for the Russian military. Nearly 2 months into Moscow's so-called special military operation, and its defense minister is now declaring his first major success.
The armed forces of the Russian Federation and the People's Militia of Donetsk People's Republic have liberated Mariupol. The remnants of the formation of nationalists took refuge in industrial zone of the Azovstal plant.
The Azovstal plant remains the last stronghold for Ukrainian troops in Mariupol, who have refused to surrender. Officials believe there are nearly 2,000 Ukrainian fighters holed up in and around the steel plant. For days, Russian officials have been saying they are willing to allow sporadic ceasefire periods to let them surrender, or they would have to storm the plant. Now, the commander-in-chief of Russia's armed forces has other ideas.
I consider the proposed storming of the industrial area pointless. I order to abort it. This is the case when we must think, that is, we must always think, but even more so in this case, about preserving the life and health of our soldiers and officers. There's no need to climb into these catacombs and crawl underground through these industrial facilities. Block off this industrial area so that not even a fly comes through.
I know they captured most of Mariupol a long time ago. We are very well aware of that. But there's a part of the city where our servicemen remain, and they will stay there for now.
This once thriving port city was home to more than 400,000 people. Now, fewer than 50,000 are left, unable to escape the fighting. As Vladimir Putin was being told of victory in Mariupol, Russian-backed separatist fighters of Donetsk announced school was back in session for the first time since the invasion on February 24th. According to the Donetsk People's Republic, 721 children are going to school in Mariupol under its supervision. The separatists say Moscow has sent school books for these children, including textbooks on the Russian language and Russian history.
Children are glad to be alive, to communicate with each other. They respect elders. Some of them met their teachers, their school directors from previous schools.
Posters reading, "For Homeland, For Russians, For Donbass," all in Russian, cover the walls in these schools. An indication of what's likely to come, as Russian officials say it is now safe for residents to return home. Russian forces entered Mariupol on March 11th. Now, 42 days later, they have claimed victory. But at what cost? It's not clear if anyone will return to this ruined area to live under Russian occupation, or who will be expected to rebuild a city which now lays in ruins. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.
New satellite imagery is showing what appears to be another mass grave, this one near Ukraine's besieged city of Mariupol. The private U.S. firm Maxar released these images. The mass grave is around 20 kilometers from Mariupol and grew in size between March and mid-April. A local councillor says that Russian forces were seen transporting bodies to that site. Well, as the Russian offensive in the east of Ukraine continues, Al Jazeera's Charles Stratford reports now from Bakhmut in the Donbas region.
The great focus is on what is being reported as around 1,000 civilians in those bunkers underneath that steelworks that is still, certainly a section of it we understand, controlled by Ukrainian forces. Those pictures released yesterday by the Azov battalion, one of the fighting forces that are inside that steel plant, showing families, children, sitting on beds, obviously having been there for a long while, and increasing concerns on how those civilians are going to be get out. Now, the Azov themselves have released a statement saying they want a humanitarian corridor to get those civilians out of that steel plant, as well as what they say is around 500 injured soldiers. But we also know that those fighters are refusing to surrender. And in that context, despite Vladimir Putin saying that basically it's victory in Mariupol, and I think it's fair to say that it would be almost inconceivable, in fact, it would be inconceivable for those Ukrainian fighters to be able to push back. Until that plant is cleared of Ukrainian forces, he, any military analyst would tell you, he doesn't have complete control over that city. So Putin needs this victory in Mariupol. and just how he's going to get that victory without potentially 1,000 civilians at least being killed remains to be seen.
The Prime Ministers of Spain and Denmark have pledged their support to Ukraine on a visit to Kyiv. They're the latest European leaders to meet the Ukrainian president in recent weeks. They also made the trip to Borodyanka outside the capital, where the bodies of 9 civilians were found overnight. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez condemned what he called the atrocities of Putin's war on the streets of the town. Well, outside the capital, Kyiv, many Ukrainians are still surveying the damage left by Russian shelling. Al Jazeera's Hoda Abdelhamid reports now from Irpin.
Well, we're here actually at this bridge that leads out of Irpin, and this place really has become iconic for all the wrong reason. It had been detonated as the Russians were trying to advance towards the capital, Kyiv. You know, if you recall, there was these dramatic pictures of civilians trying to flee as quick as they can under the shelling. This car, just looking at it, you can just imagine probably a family or someone in there trying to run for their lives just to find themselves at the bottom of the river here. And we have no information what happened to them. Now, down there under that, under the bridge, that's where people were running out, trying as quick as they can to flee the Russian shelling. And also the crossfire, because on the other side, you had some Ukrainian forces. So the civilians basically were trapped in the middle of all that. Now, this image of devastation is something that you will see over and over again the more you drive down that road. After Irpin, there is Bucha, also now becoming iconic for all the wrong reasons.